There's a trend in the NBA lately that unless you have a big three, you're not winning an NBA title. And last year when Cleveland beat Golden State, they realized that their own team wasn't capable of beating the big three of Cleveland's, LeBron James and Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love, without getting some more help. So they went out and signed Kevin Durant. And so if we've been watching basketball, we know that the big three, three great players on one team, is pretty tough to beat. But we also know that today we celebrate a big three of a different kind, like the greatest big three ever. Like the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And it's also evident to us that without that big three in our lives, we're not going to win. And we're not going to be champions to be able to receive the promise of eternal life that Jesus gives us in the gospel today. His words in the gospel today are from that famous passage in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son. And He gave His Son for us so that we could have the promise of everlasting life. And today the church celebrates this mystery of the Trinity. The fact that God is both God and Father, Son, and Holy Spirit at the same time. The God is three in one. And we call it the mystery of the Trinity because it's not easy to explain. It's not easy to understand. One of the toughest classes I took in seminary was a course called The Doctrine of God. And all we did the whole semester was read about how do we understand the Trinity? How do we understand this mystery of God being Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit all at the same time? And the easiest way I can explain that is to just simply say the Trinity is the Trinity because God said so. But there's no explanation that's going to make that more simple. But God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and He gives His love to us. The message of love that God gives us through the Trinity is the importance of relationship. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is in perfect relationship with itself. The Trinity is the Father, Son, Holy Spirit working together to give us love. And St. Paul tells us in the second reading when he's writing to the Corinthians, he's like, guys, you gotta love. You gotta greet each other with a holy kiss. You gotta greet each other with love and kindness and respect. And that's what the Trinity teaches us, is that we as human beings are in relationship. We're always in relationship with one another, just as the Trinity is always in relationship with the three persons of that beautiful Trinity. And so what it means to us is that we in our lives need to realize that we are always in relationship with one another. And it doesn't cost us anything to be kind to each other. It doesn't cost us anything to be nice to each other. And that's the message that God wants us to know. Is that to be in relationship means we need to treat each other with love and dignity and respect. And I know human beings, we can sometimes be really hard to live with, to deal with, to relate with. But that doesn't mean that we can't try harder to be nice to each other. That doesn't mean that we can't try harder to be kind to each other, because that's God's desire for us. To love each other. To show each other respect and kindness and forgiveness and mercy and love. Because that's what our God offers us. Now, the opposite side of the Trinity is the evil one. And we know that the devil exists, and we know that he's pretty powerful. But the biggest lie that the devil convinces us to believe is that we are alone. Even Jesus himself, when he was on this earth, he experienced that threat from the devil, who tried to tell him, you're alone. You've got nobody to help and support you. When Jesus went off into the desert to fast and pray, the devil came before him and said, you're alone. You have no one. And Jesus says, that's not true. In the garden on the night before Jesus died, he's praying in the garden, and he feels alone because all of his friends fall asleep. And Jesus is feeling tempted, and the devil tries to use that to see, look, Jesus, you're abandoned, you're alone, you're not going to make it. But Jesus says, no, I know I'm not alone, and I know I'm here. And my friends, even just last week, we heard the story of the apostles as they were gathered in the upper room. Jesus has already ascended into heaven, and the disciples are scared, and they're trembling, and they're like, what are we going to do now? Jesus is gone. We're alone. And the Holy Spirit comes in their midst and gives them the strength that they need to say, you're not alone. You're full of love. You're full of my Spirit that I set upon you. And that's what our God does for us. We cannot afford to believe this lie that the devil tells us. We're not alone. the big three. The Trinity is always with us to give us hope, to give us peace, to give us love. So whenever we feel like we're alone, whenever we feel like nobody understands us, whenever we feel like we can't make it, we can always come back to the Trinity, to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit who pours love upon us. We ask the Lord to help us to be people of relationship, to treat each other with kindness and dignity and respect and love. We ask the Lord to help us to forgive those who hurt us, because that doesn't do us any good to hold grudges and be mad at people. But the Lord gives us His love in our lives so that we can be people of relationship, so that we can be people of love. The beginning of Mass, I was introduced as Father TJ as the vocation director for the diocese. And that's one of my jobs, is I get to try to help people understand how God is in relationship with them. One of the things I get to do is travel around and talk at different parishes and celebrate Mass and tell people about the good news of our Lord Jesus. Specifically, that God might be calling somebody in this church to be a priest, a brother, a sister, a nun. And if that is the case, I'd ask you please to be open to God's love, to help other people understand the relationship that you might have with the Blessed Trinity. And so we ask the Lord to continue to send forth men and women from our local churches, maybe from right here at St. Helens, to answer the call to serve the Lord as priests, brothers, sisters, and nuns. You're also very, very blessed at St. Helens over the last several years of having seminarians who have been walking with you on the journey to grow in a relationship with a parish family. And so David Hust, who was at this parish a year ago, has become a deacon. And Jose Alonso, who was here over the course of the last year. And now Joey's going to be here for the summer. And then Chris is going to come next school year. So I thank you for your support and encouragement for all these men that are coming here to discern the call to priesthood. I thank you for the relationships that you're helping them build with their parish family. And I would ask you, please, in helping join me in praying for more vocations to the church, that the church has more seminarians and more women entering religious communities to give their lives in service to the Lord, to tell the world of this great love of God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. So as we continue our prayers today, we ask the big three, the Trinity, to come into our lives, to teach us how to relate better with each other, to teach us how to be in relationship with the God of the universe. And may the Lord continue to bless us in all that we do. May He give us the peace and the joy and the love that we won't be able to find anywhere else.